Welcome, everybody, to Breaking the Rules, Valley Rules. Super exciting, brand new recap episodes coming at you.
Yeah.
I will start off with a little bit of Valley News headlines.
All right.
Brittany's kind of been on a press tour.
Mm-hmm.
And for the show, of course, they've kind of all been on press tours. But hers has been solo.
Yeah.
She is touring it alone. She's not with Jax. So I honestly felt like it was kind of taking a bigger stance. I know you and I talked about this. That, like, they keep saying, everybody goes through this. You know, and everybody does go through, like, problems in their marriage, like, growing and evolving.
Some form or another.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But when you make a choice to move, it kind of changes things. Like, the dynamic of that problem grows.
Right. Definitely removing yourself is kind of like, you don't want to work it out.
She said she wanted to see how he was going to handle himself, like, during the split, like, during the separation, see how he would be. And I don't know, it's playing with fire. Sorry, guys.
Excuse me. Definitely seems like, oh, let me go throw this gasoline over here and...
It's Jax Taylor. I mean, come on.
Yeah, I'll leave some matches nearby. See what happens.
And I had to laugh. Kristen is still pissed at me over that podcast guest. She has to be. Because I got a Valley sweatshirt. I really liked them.
Yeah.
To be honest, it's a black sweatshirt with, like, black and white, you know, it's black and white, babe, but it's got, like, white shadow lettering that's embroidered that says the Valley on it. It's oversized, you know, it's just my jam, but I'm super excited about it. But I posted it, she didn't repost it, she never reposts my stuff, so I'm just guessing she's still pissed off. And I'm like, I don't know what I did to you, but I'll take a Pinot Grigio. Because I mean, I apologized, and it wasn't even, like, it was a podcast guest. So I can't control what people say.
She's petty.
She's being petty. Yeah, she is being petty a little bit. I mean, I don't dislike her. I'm sharing her clips still, and I'm like, if you want to, go listen to her podcast. Like, I'm trying to not be petty myself, but I am being petty myself. It just brings it out of me, man. I can't help myself.
Well, after this last episode, I'm just not really on the Kristen train.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Okay, so, ratings and reviews are really great so far for the show. I'm super excited about that. Janet, she was on Shenanigans. She was asked about Brittany and Jax. She did say that they put on a front for quite some time. She didn't mean it in a bad way. She just said, you know, she felt like it was a bad reputation that Jax had. So he does, like, that's not a publicity stunt, because he wants so far away from that.
Yeah.
It's
definitely one you can't get rid of.
Right. She also said that if anybody let the show get to their head, it was Jesse.
Wow.
There's also a new podcast alert. So I know if you're a fan of The Valley and you're listening to this recap, Janet from the show, Janet Caperna, and her husband, Jason Caperna, as well as Jared Lipscomb, one of the NPCs, created a podcast called Other Side of the Hill.
Mm-hmm.
So please check that out. Other Side of the Hill. They have one episode out so far. It was a great episode. We put up a clip on the page.
Okay.
And from what they said, the drama ensues on episode 2. So we're not going to wait long.
Oh my shit.
For shit to get crazy on the Valley. Which is exciting. So season 1, episode 1.
Let's go. Welcome to the Valley.
Yeah. And I dropped this little tidbit sneakingly on the last episode, but I didn't have you here to double down with me. So he and I have made this crazy decision that probably summer 2025, we're going to take like 7-8 weeks and we are going to rent a Malibu home for a couple months and we're coming to Cali.
Yeah, man.
We're coming to
coming
to hang out in Cali for a couple of months and party and live our best life. Yeah. So that's our big news.
Yeah.
I mean, I work remotely and this is a hobby for me. And then he's medically retired and, you know, he's doing his own business now, but he can decide what weeks he would not take jobs, so we're just going to plan accordingly. We'll figure it out.
We'll just figure it out.
I really honestly cannot believe that you were like, hell yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, man.
I'm so sorry, guys.
Always wanted to go to Cali.
I got to be there for like 24 hours, so I want to go back now. Just for a little bit, just for little stints. We've talked about, we've been looking for a second home somewhere. So we're hoping while we are there, we can do a little bit of exploring and maybe find the little town we've been looking for to buy that second vacation home. So just keeping our eye out.
Looking for a quaint coffee. Somewhere I can ride my bicycle around.
Tree-lined streets.
Somewhere fun.
Yes.
Yeah.
Little shops everywhere, places to eat. We love to go out and eat. So yes. We are the worst. We are the worst at cooking at home.
Yes, we are.
So we love to go out to eat. So that's definitely our thing. So they did a same type of intro that they do for VPR where they do like little tidbits of everybody.
Yeah.
So it was kind of just little tiny bits of everybody just getting a little bit of a taste. And then it jumps into Jax and Brittany.
Mm-hmm.
And Jax starts talking about the friend group.
Right.
About how he knows some of the people that are going to be introduced. And he mentions Jesse right off the bat. He says they've been friends for like 20 years. I so am like, we missed out seeing Jesse back in the day.
Oh, yeah? You think?
I feel like we did, yeah.
Okay.
I feel like... Some of the shit that he said on this episode, I burst out in laughter. You know this. Regardless of what a douchebag he is. Like, he is funny. And he and Jack share that quality. You're like, yeah, no. I 100%. And I feel like back in the day, the two of them, holy shit, that would have been good television.
Probably.
But he says they knew each other back from New York modeling. And Jesse thinking that wearing his douchery makes him appealing.
Yeah, I don't know about that. Because so far I have no likes for you.
Kristen and Jax kind of, he brings in Jesse and Michelle. He also brings in, he's friends with Danny and Brittany's friends with Nia, so Danny and Nia.
Hannah Montana dude.
Hannah Montana dude.
He looks like he was plastic.
Kristen is, she met Nia and Danny through Jackson Brittany, and it cracked me up because Jesse was like, I call him Dark Side Danny. Like, that's the kind of shit I'm talking about. Like, yeah. That's the kind of animation. I love it. So I'm excited for that animation between the two of them, Jax and Jesse. It's weird to say. Jax, Jesse, Jason.
Right.
It's too many J's, it's guys. A lot of J's going on. It is. A lot of J's. Janet.
That's the J.
Speaking of, Brittany talks about how her connection to Janet, which is a longtime NPC of the VPR world, and she is a constant guest on Shenanigans. She's all the time. She's been longtime friends with Sheena.
That would explain it.
There is. Hey, I love me some Janet, so.
She seems pretty controlling.
Man, I just had a ladybug literally fly down my shirt.
They're gonna stick in, like.
There he is, look. Little fucker.
There he went.
They're like going crazy in here today because it was 70 degrees outside, yeah. So they're like coming in. It's
warming up on the east side.
It's not this bad today, but y'all, there are days when there are like 20 at the top of the ceilings. Our house is like over 100 years old, so it's crazy.
Yeah.
They will always find a way in. We can close every hole. We put in new doors, new floors.
It don't matter.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. So you think Janet is controlling. I mean, she kind of said that she was. She labeled herself ready for Orange and could go to prison at any time and make it.
Yeah, I feel like clear from her.
Well, no, I feel like you would not get along with Janet because Janet's from Ohio.
Ah, worthless nut.
He has this thing with, and what's crazy is he lived in Parkersburg his whole life, almost. So
that's why we don't like Ohio.
And so he lived right on the Ohio River, and then when we first got married, we lived in Marietta. So
one of the acceptable places of Ohio.
It just cracks me up because he will always attribute, like, we'll be watching something and somebody will be like, I'm from Ohio. And he's like, oh, yep, that's what's wrong with him.
Yep.
That's what happened.
Stupid Buckeye.
All the bad shit came from the Ohio in you. It's the same thing with Allie Luber.
Yeah.
That's where she came from.
And don't have too much to say about Kentucky either. But we'll leave that alone for now.
I don't know. I kind of like me some Kentucky. Kentucky is welcoming. Very welcoming. And I'll tell you about that.
Okay.
Because Zach, he knows, and Janet is married to Jason. Sorry. Jason is also a longtime NPC.
Mm-hmm.
They actually, he's an attorney. He's a corporate, oh my God, a corporate, workers' comp.
Yeah.
Attorney. So that must be a really boring job. God love Jason.
Busting the crooks.
I work in the corporate world.
Disabilities.
And yeah, he is. Because it's defense, I think. She said it was defense.
It was defense.
Maybe he's a badass. Maybe he's a secret badass.
I don't see that. But he can think it, maybe.
Zach, he met Janet and Jasmine. They all met through living in the same apartment building. Who knows who we will meet when we're living out there? See, that's what I'm talking about.
You never know.
I don't know. I'm excited. But Zach, crazy fucking cool. Like, welcoming, fun, funny. In real life, like, just so sweet, so nice. Mm-hmm. So that to me, and Brittany has to be the same way. It's just the way they are. That I love. I love the warm, welcoming side.
Yeah.
Especially whenever, you know, I mean, he didn't have to be. He could have been like, fuck you, I don't want to talk to you. Jackson, Brittany, it goes into their first scene, and she's wearing that ridiculous head wrap from having her turkey gobbler removed. Do I have a turkey gobbler? If I'm not careful, I might. Listen, you're not saying no. Quit it. I do not have a turkey gobbler. But I think my mom has skin there, so.
It's,
yeah. There's this crazy-ass thing that you can get on TikTok right now that looks like that thing she was wearing that you just wear and train your skin to go up. But the worst thing is she said it, like, severed the nerve right here. So she had to, like, hold her bottom jaw all summer. And so we're going to see her talking in scenes like this with her finger.
Yeah, it doesn't help her with talking in the first place.
No, it does not. It makes her talking way, way... Like, I couldn't understand her a couple of times. Right. So I felt bad about it. And sorry about the bangs, you guys. Our son is here right now, and he is not realizing we are recording. So... There, Jax is doing like 30 plus cameos, which I believe his are like $100 and some a piece. So he's banking big on cameos, man, like $3,000 a week, probably.
Yeah.
So he's probably doing them weekly.
I guess, I don't know. I would have expected more.
More from a cameo?
Yeah.
Oh no, they're not that bad, actually.
Gosh.
That's why I told you I was going to get you one for your birthday. Yeah, no, they're not bad at all. And they're usually pretty personal because they ask for a lot of information. Like, sometimes the celebrity will call the person that bought it and ask for information to use when making it. So wow. It just depends on who it is.
Some dedication there, man.
It is. It's a huge moneymaker, so.
I guess so.
And an easy way to do it. But she talks about how lucky they are to have plastic surgeons as friends. And then she proceeds to be like, they did like 3 or 4 of Jax's nose jobs. She's so like,
it's
so cute.
I did my boobies.
I am not, like Jax has had so many nose jobs. They don't even know how many nose jobs he's had. Like that's so bad.
Could be on number 8, I think.
It goes right into Kristen and Luke in their apartment, and it's not very far away from Jax and Brittany's house.
Oh.
And what's crazy is Jax and Brittany's house, that's our budget.
And what's crazy is Kristen.
Oh, God love her. I really was pulling for her to not be as crazy as she used to be, but whoo, she's bringing the stops out.
Yeah, she's bringing the thunder.
She brings us up to speed on her life, and she
basically
talks...
Basically nothing's happened.
And there's a lot that's happened.
Besides rando relations.
Well, she sold her house, and she... Hang on, guys. I'm gonna have to be a butthole to a cat outside of the door. Okay. Now I yelled at a damn cat. She likes to take, if we don't latch the gate, she will take it and like open it and close it, and it just literally bangs continuously.
It's like self-closing suit.
Oh,
it's
shit.
Great.
So,
we were talking about
Kristen and her selling her house. So she sold her house to move in with her previous boyfriend. She lasted with him about two or three months, she said, after she sold her house and moved in with him. So now she's in an apartment.
Awesome.
Listen, ladies, babe, you know how I feel about this, about having autonomy and being myself and being able to take care of myself.
Yeah.
I am all about a woman being very independent and...
Yes, absolutely.
If you're not married to where you have assets together, you damn well would never sell your home.
No doubt.
Lease that shit out. Like, it's California. She is insane for selling that house. It makes me wonder, did she sell it to move in with him because of that, or did she sell it because she had to sell it because she needed, you know, to not be...
Under something.
Well, to be paying half of something rather than a whole of something. Which is fine, just say that, but...
I gotcha.
She's in this apartment now, and it's weird because Katie lives down the hall from her. And from what I'm hearing, they don't talk on a regular basis.
Big surprise.
But that's weird to me. Like, if you claim you're friends, I can't imagine living in the same building. Even, like... If I lived in the same building, and I'm just going to throw somebody out there that I used to be really close with, Jessie.
Yeah.
And I'm not super close with her anymore. I'm not, estranged from her by any means. But if we lived in the same building, we would be hanging the fuck out.
Yeah.
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 So, I don't know, it just kind of seemed a little bit weird to me. She does talk about meeting Luke.
Luke.
This is kind of where I'm like, what? Like, this is when Crazy Kristen comes out. Ladies, is this something we do now? She met him at a wedding and fucked him behind a tent.
Ooh, classy.
At the wedding. I'm just, I'm too old for that shit.
Yeah, and you would think she would be too, but apparently not.
Well... Here's my thing. If I'm having sex, I'm having sex because I want to enjoy it.
Right. Well, maybe that's what she enjoys.
You think you can enjoy sex behind a tent?
She just seems like a loose girl.
I just feel like that's a quickie. And you do that, to have a baby or something. You know what I mean?
Well...
That was the first time they met.
I wouldn't put it past her.
I don't know. I would not meet someone and have sex with them behind a tent at my age. And I mean, I'm not single, so maybe I'm just judgy eyes throwing daggers. Yeah. But I'm a little bit classier than that for sure. At least I think I am.
Maybe we're just missing out.
Maybe we are. Oh, shit. I mean, I'm all for, bending me over the coffee table or the kitchen table or lifting me up on the counter every now and again for some, craziness. Or even, out and about, being out in nature and doing something crazy. But just meeting someone... And then sneaking behind a tent at a wedding, a public event. Yeah. I don't know. It just...
did you use...
A condom. Exactly. Condom? It was my first thought. You know that was my first thought.
Just gonna let some...
Rando.
Stranger rando, get all up inside of you?
I don't know.
Those juices... His man juices.
I don't know. Anyway, when you go and follow and rate the podcast, leave us a comment. Let us know. Tell us about this, please.
Yeah.
The next scene was Danny and Nia, and man, they have their fucking hands full, dude.
Oh, yeah.
5-week-old twins.
Yeah.
She is former Miss USA. I'm assuming that's probably how her and Brittany met, because you know Brittany was a former Miss Kentucky.
I do forget sometimes.
I know you do. You know I'm not going to forget this as a former pageant mom and woman myself. But I was the America system and not USA.
Mm-hmm.
he is child actor. You call him Hannah Montana Man.
Yeah, Plastic Man.
He did look really plastic back then.
Yeah.
It was really weird looking, that picture they shared.
Yeah.
But it did make me recognize him. So, I mean, I was like, oh yeah, I do remember him. Ash was a huge Hannah Montana fan.
I laughed for a long time.
Poor Danny.
But I guess you gotta have a, you know, a career.
Well, he's now doing voiceovers.
Yeah.
Which you were kind of jealous of.
Yeah. Maybe I'm just hating a little.
No, I mean, you have a setup right there. You can totally do that. Bring in the dough. Bring in the dough for your voice. You could do it. He does way better impressions than I do. Janet and Jason then go really into, she kind of makes him pregnant with boobs. Like, literally pregnant with boobs. Like, she puts, like, babies in for boobies.
Babies?
Yeah, it's, like, huge. He goes, I'm pretty sure your boobs don't weigh this much. She was like, okay, whatever. Your boobs don't weigh that much.
Yeah, for real. Those were, like, cantaloupes.
They were.
Like, those are, like, over 5 pounds. Maybe. I don't know.
It was funny. Because he was struggling. Now, the struggle to bend over and shit, like, that is real. That struggle is real every day for 9 fucking months. The next hit was Jesse and Michelle. And this is the first time they really, like, go clear across town. Like, the little map thing that they were doing to show everybody's house and how close it was. This one, like, goes clear across town and Jesse makes it really known that, you know, they're living, I think it's like behind the Chateau Marmont.
Marmont?
Yeah. I don't know what that is.
Marmont?
Yeah. I don't know what, I don't even know what that is.
Vermont?
I would have to look it up.
I'm not sure what we're saying.
You know what you sound like? You sound like Pam. Pan.
Pan.
Pam.
Is that with an M? In? Help us out, people.
But he said
you know what they're talking about, let me know.
Well, maybe Michelle will just help us out, because I talked to her the other day on Messenger, just very, like, briefly. And, I mean, I'm adoring her so far, so I told her I think she's adorable so far. But he said their house screams ambition. What do you think about that?
I don't really remember seeing a picture of it.
They did show a picture of it.
Okay, so it obviously didn't leave a lasting memory.
I felt like it had a lot of vines and stuff, but it was a Tuscan style. It's not really our style.
Tuscan.
Yeah, it's not really our style of home, so I don't think it would have been something that you would have... It would not have been something that caught your eye. The inside of it was gorgeous, though.
My mom would like it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Very much so.
Very nice.
And just so you know, you guys, his mom is a huge house connoisseur. She literally lived in a bed and breakfast mansion that was in the mills. In the town where he lived. It's actually where we got married. We got married in that house.
Yes, we did.
So
it's 1898 by in General George Custard built it. Mm-hmm. These are facts.
you choked me up. Oh shit. I will say that.
So we're back at Mount Rushmore with Jesse and Michelle.
Michelle looks a lot different on screen than what she does in pictures. She was gorgeous. Like, she's gorgeous. Like, drop-dead gorgeous. In that confessional, whenever they ask her to say something nice about him, I lost it when he was like, I'm, like, sexy. And I'm like, sweet. And not, and he was like, well, this is fun. She was like, I'm going to need some time.
Well, I guess if he's not going to say it, you got to say it for yourself.
Yeah, she wasn't going to say it for him. But there's definitely huge contention between Michelle and Kristen. That's going to be the drama that ensues. I think it's going to be quite soon. You can tell, though, they get along quite well on this episode, so it's...
Yeah, I didn't see anything.
No. So, it's definitely going to be something that we're going to see play out on screen, so that's kind of exciting. I'm excited about that. The next scene, Kristen joins Zach and Jasmine at lunch. I really wish they would have done an intro with Zach, a better intro with Zach and Jasmine than what they did.
What's up with that?
I don't know. I missed...
Like, we don't get information because they don't have a family?
Right?
What the F?
It's fucking bogus.
Yeah.
Alex Baskin.
Mr. Baskins.
I think it is actually his great uncle that owned Baskin Robbins, but he doesn't get any royalties. Like,
good. I hope you don't. You don't need any of them.
You don't
was it 34 flavors or some shit?
You're on fucking fire tonight. Oh shit, you're gonna make me start coughing. You have to stop. Kristen said that she stole Zach from Brittany. This is kind of how they're introducing him, is that they're saying, you know, he was her college best friend, Brittany's.
Yeah.
And that he came to L.A. shortly after she did, and that, you know, Kristen kind of scooped in and stole him.
Wow.
I'm sorry, Zach.
Yeah. Sorry you. Kristen took that credit.
I guess I'm just going to wait for her to, like, finally accept me back into her circle.
I don't think she's going to.
I thought you were going to be like, I don't think you were ever in her circle, because I probably wasn't ever in her circle. Not after that circle. Not like the inner circle. Yeah. Like, I'm not going to be in her inner circle. That's just not going to happen.
After the craziness.
I mean.
I don't think she's going to. She's going to be like, F you guys.
I mean,
guys,
it is what it is. Yeah. I drink Pinot Grigio. She tells them immediately, Kristen tells them immediately that she's trying to have a baby with Luke. You looked over at me and were like, how long has she been dating this guy?
Right. And he looks like a creepy serial killer.
He is very quiet and withdrawn and different. But I feel like, babe, I feel like people would say the same thing about you. You say the same thing about you.
I don't think I'm that creepy looking.
You should have seen the way he looked at me. He looked at me exactly how he usually looks at me when he's creeping out.
Yeah.
People would think you're a serial killer, babe. You're quiet in the corner. You're stealth like that, and it's creepy to people. I'm not saying people come up to me and they're like, oh my god, your husband's creepy. I'm just saying,
I
judge you as creepy myself from across the corner. I'm like, or across the room. Yeah. You could.
Friendliest person you could meet.
He really is the friendliest person you could meet, but you're not approachable, babe, because people feel like you're gonna kill them.
I wonder if that's what they think when I pull over and then see if they need help.
That's not what they think then. Because you're approaching somebody. Okay. Like, that's totally different. And you're an amazing guy. That is not what I'm saying at all. I'm saying just to look at the way that you, like, interact with others, you don't, like, serve up an opinion. You don't like, you don't give yourself to a conversation without being asked in. You quietly observe.
I'm observing to see what conversation I want to join. How's that?
You quietly observe. That's the best way I can describe it.
I am the watcher.
Zach and him talking about his hetero frustrated threshold cracked me up. And Kristen with her example of her fist going up through, I was cracking up.
That's probably what it really takes in real life.
This just, it really brought me back to her comedy, and I miss that. I do miss that. She can definitely throw out some funny, disgusting comedy. And I like that humor, you know that. So I was enjoying the shit out of that. I laughed out loud. I was a little bit taken aback, though, because Zach said in his confessional that he told her he did not want her dating Luke whenever she started messing with him. And he was like, and that didn't happen. And she got lucky because he was willing to work with her.
Willing to work with her.
Willing to work with her. I'm not sure what that means, but Zach, I would love to know what that means. What does willing to work with her mean?
That's like when you're going to pick up like a used car or something. I'm willing to work with that noisy piece of shit. I'm willing to work with that.
I'm willing to put in the work.
Yeah.
And the money.
What is that?
Oh, shit. Nia, it goes right to Nia and Danny's, and Nia is welcoming Brittany and Cruz over for a play date. And Michelle shortly after arrives. I was wondering why Michelle didn't bring Isabella. I noticed she didn't bring her daughter. I just thought it was kind of like a play date thing, so. I mean, maybe she had, like, school or something. I don't know.
I haven't seen the child yet.
The little girl?
Sure. You can't be judging now.
But I just wondered why she didn't. Michelle, they sit down and they immediately start talking about poor Nia and taking care of the newborn twins, as well as, you know, it's Danny, 3 under 3 all day, every day, 3 under 3 And I would not be okay with 3 kids under 3 years old. I would probably go insane. I had 2 under 3 years old. That was enough.
I feel sorry for her, because I'm sure she's doing 100% of the work.
Who, Nia?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No, she immediately talks about how he gets up in the night and feeds and diapers them and does his share. He's really, like, putting in the work to be her partner. They talk about it on their podcast as well. oh, my God. It's something about The Crown, and I'm going to feel really bad if I can't think of it. So I'm going to... because I listen to it. I just don't have my thinking cap on right now. So, my apologies, Nia. I promise you I will look at it before we hang up. And I will make sure that I give you your plug. But Michelle talks about how Jesse didn't do anything for Isabella for the entire first year she was born. She had separate sleeping quarters.
Wow.
Dude, I would divorce someone.
Yeah.
It would take me all but 2 or 3 months to divorce someone. I can't. And I can't believe... She definitely... at least this is what I'm seeing. She's very passive when it comes to him. He definitely has a way of bulldozing her.
Oh, yeah.
Is what I'm seeing. And maybe he just has a way of bulldozing people in general. And maybe that's what we're going to see. I don't know. But just an observation. Brittany is definitely self-conscious about her mouth that day. Whenever they're talking, she's really having some trouble. It switches to the guys going golfing, and it's like the simulated golfing City place. Golf. Looked pretty cool.
Yeah, it did.
It was super awkward with him and Luke, though. Jackson, Luke.
I was loving it.
Yeah, I know you were. You're loving Jax back on your TV screen, period. First of all, he is a big Jax fan, and not that he loves everything Jax does.
No.
He just enjoys the shit out of watching him. Whether it be goof off, making you laugh, lying, and like stumbling and stuttering, trying to cover up a lie. Like, it's just entertaining. But he definitely, Luke is like, "Are you going to unblock me, Jax?" And he's like, "Oh, did I block you? Are you sure? Did I block you?
Well, I'll see if I can fix that."
Yeah. What's funny, what made me laugh out loud in this, Jesse made me laugh out loud 2 or 3 times during this guy's scene. The first time was whenever he's like, Jax wears everything about him all over his face.
Oh, yeah.
And he don't like that fucking guy over there.
That would be me.
Yep. You do have a lot of similarities when it comes to Jax in that manner. Like, you and him definitely have personality traits that are similar in that way. You cannot hide the way you feel about someone.
No, I cannot. I cannot tell a lie.
It's not a good poker face for you. Jesse saying that, totally missing the definition of rebound versus side chick or side piece. Right. He called Luke a side piece, and then the producer had to correct him because he was like, "It's what you go to next after your next relationship," and they were like, "A rebound." I'm like, you sell houses, luxury houses? Who the fuck are you talking to, Jesse? Right. Like, what are you doing? Oh, man. I guess he probably is selling shit to, like, Justin Bieber, though, so.
Yeah, he doesn't need big words.
Justin Bieber's like, "Oh, yeah, it's a sad piece."
Yeah.
Jax really lays into Luke about Kristen, though. Like, he starts asking questions kind of about whenever Luke is talking about how 99% of his life is still in Colorado, which is weird.
Yeah, there's,
you're filming a show about the Valley. Like, all of this stuff is happening in California. You're talking about having a baby with a woman who permanently lives there.
Mm-hmm.
And yet you're saying you still are 99% in Colorado. And are you saying that for tax purposes? I mean, I'm just curious.
I don't even know if it's that big of an advantage.
Well, I mean, he owns like 80 acres or something in Colorado. So, and he's an entrepreneur. So I think he does have some money tucked away.
Yes, you do. For the weed?
He may grow the weed, babe. That's a really good assumption.
Luke the weed dealer.
That would be a good cover for somebody with his demeanor, man. But Brittany, it kind of is going back and forth between the girls having their little play date at Nia's and then the guys having the golfing.
Yeah.
And Brittany also starts telling the girls about how Jax, she says Jax is upset that she went from one person right into another. And that's kind of what Zach said. It's kind of what Kristen said was why she didn't want to start a relationship with him.
Yeah.
I know that he pressed for the relationship. I can tell you that. I do listen to their podcast pretty avidly. Mm-hmm. And he pressed for that relationship to move forward. She really was just wanting, you know, like a friend with benefit thing at first, and he really wanted more. So he pushed and pushed, and she eventually fell for him. That's kind of the way they tell the story.
Yeah.
So I just, I don't know. He knew who she was beforehand, too.
Yeah. No doubt.
I think it's Jax being her big brother. I feel like he kind of takes the role, as much as Janet doesn't want to hear him ever say that. She said it on the podcast. She's like, I don't want to hear him ever say that they have a brother-sister vibe. They do have a brother-sister vibe. He does kind of take on the role of, like,
yeah,
knowing when she is making mistakes,
mm-hmm,
and calling her on her shit. They go back to golfing, and they start talking about the baby then. The guys are really honest here, and I thought they were giving him good advice, Luke.
Yeah.
Like, telling him that having a child completely changes the dynamic of your relationship. It does, folks.
It does. And how well do you know her, man?
Like, it changes everything. And even, I think it was Michelle said, she knew Jesse for 8 years before they got married and had a baby, and she still didn't know how he was going to raise a child, yeah, and it's not her way. They definitely tell him they're real, and this is where Jesse makes me laugh again whenever he says, you know, he looks at Danny and he's like, why don't you just sell him one of your kids? I don't know. He just
did him a favor.
Yeah, he was throwing out jokes left and right. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I get why he's intriguing. He's just not intriguing in that way to me. Intriguing, funny wise, like, hang out with him and laugh my ass off. Hands down, would love it. But attractive wise, not my cup of tea. Sarcasm is not attractive to me.
Yeah.
At all. It's annoying. Like, it gets annoying whenever it's your partner doing it to you.
Right.
So, Jax and Brittany, the next scene is them taking a short little brisk walk from their house to Janet and Jason's.
Nice little stroll.
Jax is going nutso about sunscreen and every little thing. Like, he's going crazy.
He is.
Where does the baby go when they get there? Do you remember this? Because I feel like when they get there, Cruz literally disappears.
They showed him a couple of times. Well, no, that was at the getting ahead of myself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he disappears when they get there. That's
There's a
so
secret
weird.
Room. Yeah.
That's so weird. They don't have any kids or anything. Like, where did he go?
Secret room for the...
Which way did he go?
Yeah.
That's super fucking weird.
Anyway, let's get him out of the scene.
That's an Easter egg for you guys. Jax really does love Janet, though, and Jason. Janet cracked me up because she said that she doesn't know if Jax knows what a corporate... whatchamacallit attorney is. And so he just calls him. He's like, you know, about adult, normal adult shit. And he's like, you know, he does that because he's an attorney. Like, he likes to pinpoint it just because of that. Brittany tells Janet she's going to throw her a birthday party. And she's going to theme it. We all know Brittany likes a good theme.
Yeah.
She does an amazing job with this theme. Janet is all about the Ohio State Fair. Like, what's the Ohio State Fair like? I know you've probably been.
I haven't, actually.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's kind of disappointing.
Sorry.
I mean, have you been to the West Virginia State Fair?
No.
Seriously? I've been, like, 20 million times.
I was just limited to where I was going back in the day.
Well, I had to go because there was country music concerts, and my mom was crazy. My mom and my Aunt Dee Dee were crazy about going to country music concerts that were held at the state fair. So we would 100% have to go to see, like, Alan Jackson and Dwight Yoakam. I mean, this is, like, 90s, like, yeah. early 90s. So, yeah. That was a thing. And I loved going because I like to ride all day before the concert, or even sometimes during the concert, I'd be like, you know, I don't want to see Sammy Kershaw and Pam Tillis. Right. I'll just ride rides while you guys go see those people.
They were usually all redneck heavy for me.
Well, I gotta tell you, though, I almost fell out of the Ring of Fire.
Whoa.
The Ring of Fire at the State Fair, and I would never ride heavy stuff there ever again after that.
I don't blame you.
It scared the shit out of me.
I bet.
Who was on that with me? Was it Chrissy Cunningham? God, I can't remember. Maybe it was Christina Jack. I went with her a couple of times, too.
Yeah.
They had a camper, and they would go and stay all week. Like, in their camper. Yeah. So, I went with them once, too. They do have a conversation with Janet about Kristen and her having a baby, and, you know, Jax, like, she's literally had, like, 6 boyfriends in the last 5 years. Can we slow down?
Wow.
Anyway, I don't think that Jax realizes how insensitive it is for him to give an opinion on her having a baby, though. Like, give an opinion on Luke, give an opinion on whatever you want, but, I mean, she's 40 years old, she is dying to be a mother.
Yeah.
Leave her the fuck alone. Like, it's none of your business. Brittany, like I said, Brittany killed that fucking theme, so they move right to the party. Zach is actually wearing Britney's actual real hair extensions.
Oh, is that under what that hat. Was?
Yes. He gave that away as a thing on his stories, and it cracked me up. He was like, fun fact, I'm wearing Britney's hair here. Janet's excitement when she walks in, like, that's what you live for as a friend when you do something, like you throw a party for somebody or you do something for, like, you live for that excitement on her face.
Yeah.
It was so cute. Michelle really comes in hot with Kristen, and this is, like, them, this is gonna be probably one of the only scenes you're gonna see of them together, I think, this season.
Oh, yeah?
Having a nice, friendly conversation. She gives her really good advice. This is when she throws out that, you know, she was with Jesse for 8 years and still wasn't prepared to have a kid with him. So, be careful who you're having kids with, chick.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Make sure you ask the right questions. It's good advice. She's given her really good advice. It flips to Jax and Jesse sitting by the pool, and Jesse kind of tells him immediately that they're having problems in their marriage.
Go figure.
I mean, we saw these cracks whenever they were just sitting down to the confessional together. I mean, I think it's easy to see, because when you sit people down and you start asking questions like, name 3 things, and they're sitting right there in front of you, it becomes a little bit harder to hide how you really feel, because you're real with that person behind closed doors. So it's hard to turn that off for a camera and, you know, fake a connection or how you really feel in that moment. Kudos to them for really sharing how things really were. Like, this is reality TV at its best. They, honestly, everybody was giving them shit for making a decision to come on reality TV when their marriage was, you know, probably on the rocks.
Yeah.
But I think they maybe thought that it might help, you know, outline the things that they need to work on by rewatching. I mean, I'm just guessing here, by rewatching, and then they didn't even make it to the rewatch. Oof. So I really think it wasn't done with ill intent, but it just kind of backfired the reasoning. And I mean, kudos to them for continuing to deliver the truth and realness, because that is what will make the fans fall in love with you, Michelle.
Yeah.
And Jesse, is to be real and share what's happening in the moment. When you start hiding things from the camera, that's when we start, you know, searching through your DMs and looking through stories and, you know, pulling shit out of our ass and trying to figure out what's going on in your life, because we feel like you're definitely not giving us the whole truth.
Right.
So I'm in love with them so far because of that. They're probably my favorite couple of the show. Mm. Who is your favorite of the show?
I'm going to give it to Zach and Jasmine.
And they're not a couple.
Yeah.
I mean, he knows that, but...
Yeah, I'm joking, guys.
He's going with the outliers.
It's because I have none at this moment.
But Lala and Sheena arrive at the party, which was kind of weird to me, like...
Yeah.
I guess there's lots of crossover.
I don't know.
In the tattoo line, there's a little bit of a mishap, and there was all kinds of shit online about this afterward.
Yeah.
Kristen reaches over and titty twists Jesse, and then he does it back.
Right.
They were like, he sexually assaulted her. Like, they were like kind of going in on him, and I just felt it was completely inappropriate. First, she did it to him first. It's still sexual assault. Just because you're doing it to a man doesn't mean it's not... I mean, and look at... You should see the look on Nick's face right now, because Nick, it wants to look over at me like, you sexually assault me every fucking day, and he hates it.
I do.
He hates it more than anything in the fucking free world if you touch his nipples. You cannot touch his nipples.
I mean, it was... weird that she did it. Like, why would you do that?
Why would you do that?
But,
if somebody did it to you, would you do it back?
Oh, no. I mean, a dude...
You always said, fuck no.
A dude, I'd probably punch you in the face. A woman, I would give you a mean look. Maybe yell.
Maybe be like, thanks, bitch.
Yeah. That's probably... I'm not touching your nips.
On camera.
Yeah. Like, extremely uncalled for.
Anyway, I felt like it was definitely brought on by her inappropriate behavior at first.
Yeah.
Because I don't think he... I feel like it was like in the moment he didn't know how to react, and so that's how he reacted. Because he's used to being a guy's guy, I don't think he's used to hanging out with women.
He's giving a face.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's all you can do.
Jax is literally on a trip around the party, going to everyone to talk about how Kristen should not have babies. And I want to be like, was this a plan of his? He was like, okay, Brittany, what I'm going to do today at the party is I'm going to make my rounds and do a scene with everyone about Kristen's not ready to have children.
Is this the new campaign?
It is. He was campaigning. Say no to the Broderick baby.
Yes.
Poor Broderick baby. they did have a miscarriage this summer, so it does make me sad seeing all of this talk about them getting pregnant, because I have no qualms with her getting pregnant and having a baby regardless. I think she'd be an amazing mother and take crazy amazing care of it. She's an amazing dog mom.
Amazing care. We're going to highlight one of the words.
She's an amazing dog mom. So I have no doubt in my mind that she would be just an amazing mother. I think that Jax is being really harsh because he can be. I think he's on a high horse being married right now. Yeah, and
he does think high of himself.
Yes. So I feel like he's using that to his advantage. And then making rounds and, you know, I mean, immediately pulling people's pants down. Nia and Danny were about to leave and they were taking a picture. It was Brock that egged it on.
Yes.
Brock is the one that told Jax to pull his pants down, but he pulled his swim trunks down.
Yeah.
And let me ask you something. Do you wear something under your swim trunks?
Fuck no.
Okay. Why would you say, I've never heard of somebody wearing something. Like, Jax was like, well, now we know he doesn't wear anything under there. Who wears underwear under swim trunks?
Well, yeah, right? But he had, like, a really long tank top tucked in anyway, which was weird. So it probably covered his little...
He had a really long... Anyways. He had a really long sundress on.
Yeah, anyway. For real. It was like a gown. You had that tucked in your shorts, guy.
Oh, Jax was too much for me. He was like, I'm sorry your pee-pee was out, okay? That's how he said he was sorry.
It happens to everybody. It'll freak out. Settle down,
Mia. Man, yeah, she was hormonal. She talked about it on the podcast this week, and she was like,
this is too much.
She said, rewatching myself, I was like, this is ridiculous. Yeah, like, I look ridiculous, but that's hormonal. I mean, she's hormonal, breastfeeding those two babies, so I can't imagine. And being on TV, like, I would be mortified if somebody pulled your pants down and showed your penis on television. Like, it's just mortifying. I'd be mortified if somebody did it to me. I'd be mortified. I'd hope you'd be mortified for me. Like,
if you want me to be.
Yes, I would want you to be. Yes.
It's happened to me, so.
On TV?
Well, not on TV.
Okay.
But probably about 8 people.
No, that's just not cool at all.
And I got shorts and everything. Like, all of it came off.
Ugh.
Yeah.
No.
So, I was exposed.
Exposé.
Yeah. Full frontal.
Full Monty.
Yeah, man.
So, make sure you guys give us a like, a follow, rate the podcast, and join us next week.
Do it.
For the second recap of episode 2 of The Valley. We're loving it so far, so keep it up, guys. Thanks.
See ya.